Next year, NASA is scheduled to end the space shuttle program, and already museums around the country, including Chicago's Adler Planetarium, are vying for a piece of history. The shuttles will be for sale. And if you have $28.8 million to spare and room for 78 feet worth of wingspan, maybe your town can have a shuttle of its own. Writer Dennis O'Toole thinks Chicago is the perfect place for one.
Chicagoans need an ego boost. Hardly a day goes by without one of us saying, "You know what would really perk things up around here? OV-104. That's right. Your average Chicagoan is such a hardcore NASA fan that she refers to the shuttle Atlantis by its orbital vehicle designation. OV-104 is our top pick, thanks to the time it deployed the Compton Gamma Ray Observatory in 1991. But we'd also take OVs 105 or 101 in that order. For those of you who aren't from Chicago, that would be shuttles Endeavour and Enterprise. Orbital spaceflight is pretty much all we talk about here in the Windy City. It beats talking about the weather, crime, and corruption. I mean, boy, do we have a lot of crime and corruption. It's gotten so bad that recently... maybe I should not mention that in my pitch. No. What I mean to say is, the second city is really the first city when it comes to NASA enthusiasm. Mae Jemison, the first African-American woman to go into space, grew up right here in Chicago, as did Eugene Cernan and John Grunsfeld. Those three Chicagonauts can hardly walk down Michigan Avenue without an adoring crowd lifting them to the heavens. You know how most businesses have casual Fridays? Well, in Chicago, we call it Spacesuit Fridays. Forget nerdy Star Trek sweaters and dorky Boba Fett helmets. I mean completely authentic Mark III H1s with single-axis rolling convolute waist joints and vintage Skylab A7Ls with micrometeoroid cover layers. Right now, I'm wearing my enhanced extravehicular mobility unit made by the good people at the International Latex Corporation. I have three. I chose the white one today since it brings out the blue in my eyes. So why does Chicago need a space shuttle? Because most of our streets are full of potholes and most our politicians are under indictment. It would make us feel good about ourselves for a change. Next time one of our governors gets indicted, and let's face it, it's only a matter of time, we'll be able to say, well, at least we have a space shuttle. You say you want $28.8 million for one? Make it an even 29, and don't worry where the money came from. It's green, isn't it? I'm just going to set this envelope down and leave the room. If it's gone when I get back, then I'll know we have a deal.
As a boy, Dennis O'Toole wanted to be an astronaut. Then he found out about all those science classes. So instead, he became a writer and improv performer in Chicago.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.